Hey, this is Expose the Podcast. Thanks for downloading and listening to today's conversation. And thank you for supporting our mission to bringing awareness to domestic abuse. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please subscribe and share. And we are so looking forward to the journey ahead.
Now is our last interview of the evening of the Arts Fest, the Black Arts Fest MKE. But it is not last because it's irrelevant. It's last because it's most important to me. And I want to introduce our bachelors from GPS and I, Gamma Pi Sigma. And for ISI, which is okay. So introduce yourselves, and then I'll ask you a couple questions. We're going to keep it simple and sexy based on how we are, right? So, yes. So introduce yourself.
Sure. Fatima Hyde, Gamma Pi Sigma Bachelors, life member 1045.
Come on.
So Tamara Sinclair, Bachelors, Biota Psi Sigma, both chapters are, of course, from Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority.
So we want to ask specifically, D9 was here, the Divine Nine was here. What does that mean for those who are not Greek and just kind of experience this? Because by the time this recording comes, this day was over and you guys missed an amazing show. But what, for those who are not into that life, how would you explain it?
Explain
D9? Yes. I know it would be the history. There's such rich history, but yes.
So I would say it's definitely more like everybody's going to say it's about the networking, right? So you go somewhere, you can see someone in your organization, you can see someone in another organization, and automatically it's going to be like, hey, like you feel like you have somewhere where you belong, right? You don't feel like you're alone. But ultimately, it's a little bit more than that. Like,
I got it. Yeah. So I would say, to sum it up, at least for us, it's sisterhood,
yes.
It's service, and it's scholarship. And that is the true for all of the members of D9. The D9 is that we are here to serve the community, and we are here for our own bonding within sisterhood and brotherhood, as well as giving scholarship and promoting scholarship. And that is the main tenets of all of our organizations.
Okay, so specifically for Sigma Gamma Rho Incorporated, what is our mission and value? What do we represent? If there's someone who's interested in becoming Sigma Gamma Rho, what are we telling them?
In a quick bite, it's greater service, greater progress.
And greater women, greater world. Right?
Absolutely.
So for us, like, because we're a sorority, because we're female-based, of course, we're looking to, I think, highlight areas of concern for us. So we do various health initiatives, we do educational initiatives, but also we are working to make sure that the women's families are taken care of and are provided for as well. And so it's not just about us individually, it's a we mindset, I think.
Yeah, and it's also about mentorship. We have our Rowers, which is our high school affiliate. We have, for women without degrees, our Philo affiliate. So it's capturing women from all stages of life, starting with our rosebuds at 8 years old and beyond.
Okay. So, yeah. So I think the last two questions is, why Black Arts Fest MKE? Why do you think it came here? What does it mean to you to be here and be represented for the culture?
I think it's is an opportunity for us to showcase our organization to the greater Milwaukee community who may not have as much exposure to the D9. We want them to see us out here and then say, who are they? And what do they do? And how can I be down? And you can go to sgromilwaukee.org.
to piggyback off of that a little bit, we just recently celebrated 100 years.
We're going
into our 101st year. And so we are the youngest sorority among the Divine Nine. And there still are so many people out here who don't know a lot about the Divine Nine. So definitely this is an opportunity for us to show that there is still some relevancy for our organizations after 100 years.
And then if each of you can tell me in one word, what does this festival mean to you personally?
So, you know, I participated with African World Fest for, you know, since I was a toddler. So it is really an opportunity for us to come together as a community, world, like, area-wide versus, it's not the neighborhood fest. You got Brownsville. You got Garfield Days. You have, like, the Blues Fest out in Brown Deer. This is an opportunity for the entire area to gather and showcase our wares, our talents, and what we have to offer.
And you? Oh, my goodness. I would say, for me, this just represents the pride of my culture, I think. Because Afrofest has been missing for some time.
Absolutely.
Like, we all remember that if we're old enough, right? And so to have this back to highlight us as a culture, I think it just means everything.
Mm-hmm. Last question. What is going on? What's going on that you want us to know about? What's in the near future? What should we look for?
So I can tell you currently Gamma Pi Sigma is celebrating 60 years in the Milwaukee area. Look forward to seeing us in October in our Women's Health Initiative. And again, we'll be collaborating as we just did for our Youth Symposium in March. So again, and in our Founders Activities on the week of November 11th and 12th.
Okay, so for Pi Sigma, we have quite a few things coming up as well. We're going to be in the Family Fest next week, Saturday, August 12th, which is at Riverside University. We'll be doing our Project Big Book Bag or Operation Big Book Bag. We'll be handing out supplies. We're also going to be adopting a school this year. So we're going to be adopting the 36th Street campus for Milwaukee College Prep, and we're going to be supplying that school with uniforms.
Wow.
Yes. And so, in addition to that, like Katrina said, we will have our Founders Day event in November. So that'll be November 11th. We might be doing some joint clubbing here. So it'll be a big and full of activity for you to come out and celebrate year 101 with us. And then we'll have a lot of other services that are coming down in pipeline. So definitely be on the lookout.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much, Basilis, for coming out, having this interview with us, with me specifically. Natalie is on the sideline letting me take this one home. Yes. So I want to thank you, ladies. And if there's anything we can do as Expose the Podcast, let us know. I'll always keep you in the know. And if anybody is interested, if you want to connect with me, Laverne Badger, at my Instagram or Expose the Podcast website, give us a give me a call or inbox me, and we'll make sure that you get to the right person. All right. Love you guys. This is the end. This is the end, you guys. All right.
Have a good one.